The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
And New York has reopened. We're going to cross to the Big Apple. Huge celebrations there last night as almost all restrictions were lifted. And this is something we were talking about earlier in the show. It's not just New York. You look at other parts of Europe that are reliant on the exact same vaccine supply as Ireland. The Dutch government have confirmed that events can return to full capacity without restrictions from the 30th of June. The Danish government has lifted all restrictions for standing concerts. In Belgium, they've approved 75,000 capacity events can go ahead. So that is what is happening around Europe. In Ireland, meanwhile, our idea of an outdoor event, you saw it in the Ivy Gardens last weekend, was James Vincent McMorrow and a handful of people standing so far apart, they may as well have been in different parishes. The reason in Ireland seems to be a lack of two things, a lack of ambition and antigen testing. And other people have been texting in on that issue. I couldn't agree with you more, Kieran. We're in the dark ages here, re-COVID. And another listener says, we had a sports event at the weekend where people had to carpool. We insisted they did the little €5 antigen test before travel, and one of them was positive. They then had that confirmed by PCR. This saved a lot of infection. It worked for us. They should be much more widely available like they are in the UK and free to order to your home. Well, antigen testing came up before an Oireachtas committee today, the Transport Committee. The Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, was there. He was defending Neffert's advice surrounding this type of testing. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Accepted and standard practice.
Dr. Holohan, do you accept
the performance terms to PCR test?
Do you accept that someone could be negative PCR 3 days pre-arrival and actually could be positive when they board a plane, and the rapid antigen test could provide a role in that? And have there been cases where you've...
Of course, but what we have to show is that will that be validated in practice? And we don't have a study that establishes that. Is what you're saying plausible? Of course it's plausible. What then should happen is a scientific hypothesis is developed, a study is put in place to test that hypothesis, and the study is conducted that will answer the question one way or the other.
Yeah, Tony Holohan there saying, basically, we need more studies, we need more trials, we need more evidence. I mean, we'll all be in our graves by the time these lads have enough evidence that they're happy with to roll out any degree of antigen testing in this country. Professor Philip Nolan, the chair of the Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group to Neffert, said any pilot study on antigen tests would have to be a very large study.
You'd have to be very careful about the number of people you include in the pilot. It might have to be a very large study. So I think the fundamental point that we want to make here is, as a country, we need to prioritise. It's difficult to do a pilot. You can't have a scattergun approach and say, let's try this everywhere. So it's important that we prioritise in what settings are we going to pilot the use of antigen testing. Clearly, the settings where it's a priori most likely to be useful. And then we have to very carefully design the validation studies.
And Professor Nolan, would you accept aviation is one of those settings, travel is one that we need to do a pilot on?
As I say, it's an interesting proposal. It'd be for others to think through of all of the things, including government, think through of all of the things that we might be interested in testing in. What are the optimal ones to test in?
Yeah, that was Tony Holohan. That was Philip Nolan, Professor Philip Nolan, Chair of the Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group to Neffert, speaking to the Oireachtas Transport Committee today. A member of that committee is Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD from Clare. Cathal, were you satisfied with what you heard?
Hello, Kieran. I suppose just to go back a moment, you said some of the things that are lacking, antigen and maybe the will to do it, but we're certainly not lacking in vaccinations, and we're going really well in that regard. And that is where we need to be considering all of this. We're quite close, you know, in a matter of weeks of getting somewhere near, you know, the mid 80s to 90% of our population vaccinated. And there has to be benefits with that. International travel is one of those. People are itching to come to Ireland and also itching to go abroad on holidays. And if testing is done right, a plane should be one of the safest ways to travel, safer probably than a bus or train, because you will know the people around you are COVID-free, COVID-tested. The barrier at the moment is, in a matter of weeks, please God, but I'll be able to buy those bargain basement air tickets once more. You might get abroad for 40 or return, but you'll pay 150 maybe in testing. That will be a major barrier to tourism, to travel. And we've been suggesting we look at antigen testing, which costs €5 to €10. You know, it's safe, it's uncomplicated, it's cheap, but above all, again, it's safe. that needs to be in the mix. And I think there's been a bit of an ideological battle to get it into the mix. But I think we've moved a little bit forward on that today, because there's an agreement in principle from NEFED that this needs to be tested. It needs to happen ASAP, though.
And this might seem like a shocking thing to say, given that there are people up and down this country mourning the loss of loved ones, but are we still too cautious when it comes to some areas, Carl? Because you mentioned benefits for vaccinated people. Cabinet yesterday were expected to approve travel arrangements with the UK, whereby people who are fully vaccinated can travel unhindered in the common travel area. Now, that seems like it makes absolute sense. There is no evidence that the Delta variant is harmful to people who have been fully vaccinated. Yet government decided not to go ahead with that. We still, our public health ads still tell people, if they've been fully vaccinated, to maintain social distance, to wash their hands and to wear a mask.
There seems to be a bit of a scientific pushback still, but I made the point today to Tony Holden that 17 European countries are embracing this. His counterparts, chief medical officers in other European nations, are embracing this. They haven't taken a leap of faith. They have followed scientific advice. Scientific advice that's available in Ireland. Professor Ferguson commissioned a report, was commissioned to complete a report for the government just a few weeks ago. He recommended it. The deputy head of virology in UCD has said, and I quote, it would be a no-brainer to leave out antigens at time. It has to feature. It's cheap. It's effective. And as you just read out there in your comments before we got to this segment, there are many ways in which this could be used. Aviation is one I'm particularly keen on. But just imagine many events around Ireland where you pick up this 5 to 10 euro COVID antigen test. You know, if you've a positive reaction, then you go to your PCR test. It's a way of having a double filter of testing. Mm. In fact, it should make things safer. It should allow that normality we desperately crave to become a little bit closer.
Yeah, listen, I think it is worth reiterating that point that Tony Holohan's equivalents in many European countries have embraced this, because it's not just some windbagging radio host who thinks it's a good idea. I have never been shy about acknowledging I don't know anything about epidemiology or public health, but plenty of public health experts think this is good.
But we saw NEFED people today holding up, there was a glass of fizzy water held up in front of the webcam, and they were saying, look, you can actually falsify an antigen test. I mean, this is bizarre. We're not living in the world of TikTok or Facebook Live here. This is the chief medical officer and his team advising us on health policy. And we are talking about, on the Oireachtas Health Committee, having this done by scientists and health professionals.
Yeah.
We're not talking about, home-cooked tests. We want this done the right way to keep people safe.
You can falsify a passport. I don't think anyone is suggesting that we ban travel forever. Alan Brereton is the vice president of IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association. Alan, what role do you see for antigen testing in the airline industry?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. It's a key role. The European-wide rollout of the digital COVID certificate on the 19th of July in Ireland, we don't know why it's delayed till then. It became law in Europe on Monday, so this government has deliberately delayed that. But a central tenet is rapid antigen testing. And the key thing for your listener is Dr. Holohan today was quick to claim that people can travel after 19th of July, but that's only if they're vaccinated. But I could be vaccinated, but my kids won't be. So if you have children that are over 6 or less than 18, they'll have to be tested. So the worry and the risk and the cost that brings in, we believe, will be a natural deterrent to travel. So what we're trying to do is get this government to embrace the scientific position that 17 European countries, plus the US, plus the UK, have done in bringing supervised rapid antigen testing on the day of or the day before travel. We believe that is the best way to screen for infections, which is what containment of this virus is all about. And we have been repeatedly told this by world experts like Professor of Epidemiology of Harvard, Michael Mina. The comparison that continuously made between PCR and antigen is invalid, we believe, because effectively these two tests ask two different questions. So it's reasonable that the answers are different.
I mean, listen, there's no shortage of texts coming in criticising the approach of NEFED. For what it's worth, I think NEFED and Tony Holohan have gotten more right than they've gotten wrong, but they're not infallible. And it does strike me as well that it is strange to continue asking for more evidence when both of you have listed all these other countries around Europe that have rolled out antigen testing. One would suspect, Alan, that those are large enough studies. Real-time, real-life studies are happening elsewhere.
Well, I watched the committee today, Kieran, and I thought Senator Buttermer's comment was very interesting, that he thought the committee was adversarial, and I shared that view, and I don't know why. First, this is about education and sharing of information. But one of the key tenets of NEFED's argument today was that there's not enough studies. Yet they also went on to proclaim that they didn't read the study from Irish Chief Scientific Advisor Mark Ferguson's own report. So So the chief scientist in this country wrote a report proclaiming antigen testing as fit for purpose, and NPHET didn't read it. So that is an extraordinary admission for us, that on one hand they say there's not enough scientific evidence, yet they didn't read their own evidence. And I think Minister Donnelly needs to specifically answer the question, why were NPHET not tasked with reviewing that report?
Yeah.
Because in that report, it says that antigen is the tool for infectious control, or infection containment. And when Professor Ferguson was on the Oireachtas Committee, he went on to say it should be trialled in aviation. This is because aviation is the most regulated environment. You can't do anything with an airport without somebody seeing you.
Yeah.
So to think that somebody could, as Professor Keoghan today said, use butter to fudge an antigen test is just not credible. What we're saying here is there should be doctors in the airports that conduct these tests. Because the key thing for your listeners is, it's not about the airport in Ireland, it's about the inbound airport. So it's the airports in Lanzarote and Faro and Malaga. And these airports are set up for this. Yet for some reason, NPHET, in an outlier position compared to the rest of Europe, has said, no, we will not accept this. And the key thing here is, your listeners whose children want to travel this summer will not be able to, because the risk, well, what if the children, you know, the fear of the test or the cost of the test, it adds a layer that we believe is going to be a natural deterrent to travel.
Yeah.
And we've suffered enough. We don't mind suffering in the face of public health, but this is not public health. This is a failed government policy.
Yeah, listen, that idea of cheating the test is a bizarre argument. I have to say, there's not a medical test that exists in the world that can't be cheated. If somebody really wants to do it, I don't think anyone would suggest you just stop testing. Cathal, it seems a failure of leadership that our chief scientific officer would compile this report and our chief medical officer wouldn't even read it.
I suppose, and again, to say that is that's a report commissioned by government. Professor Ferguson carried that work out on behalf of government. I do sense very much there's an ideological debate and divide, perhaps, within NPHET. I would agree with what you said a moment ago.
Well, why do you think there is an ideological debate? Like, do they not trust us?
I think they're saying that there's roles for antigen in certain areas, and they listed out, you know, all the examples we've had from matches to concerts. But the obvious thing is connectivity internationally. We have had over the last 6 months times where we couldn't go 2 kilometres beyond our home, 5 kilometres. Now we're being told we can go internationally from July 19th onwards. But it's going to be very difficult. The worst off people, in fact, are those in their early 30s who probably won't be vaccinated fully. They're also in an age bracket where they could have kids, you know, over the age of 7, but not yet adults. So it could be a family of 4 traveling internationally, none of them with vaccinations. They'll end up spending somewhere in the region of €1,000 in terms of meeting their full testing requirements. That is going to be a major barrier. They can travel just as safely with just a different level of screening vis-a-vis antigen testing. Mm. And we need to embrace that quickly. I've met with a Taoiseach, I should say, this afternoon. He was following some of the debate and discussion. I've met him here in the convention centre where there's all this sitting. And I intend on bringing it up again this evening when our party meets, because I think now we've heard from Tony Houlihan that there is an openness there to testing this. But by God, we'd want to be testing it quickly. I mean, we're only 4 weeks out from July 19th. This can be proven scientifically, I believe, very quickly. And I've suggested that we use one of these flights that's going in and out of Ireland every single day. Maybe, you know, they're not carrying too many passengers. And we just actually monitor how the 20 or so passengers do the few days after they arrive, and just keep close eyes on it and prove to ourselves that antigen scientifically works and is safe.
Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD from Clare, member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, and Alan Beerton, vice president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association. James in Selbridge has texted in to say, watching our so-called public health experts at the committee today was truly embarrassing. Their evidence was based off anecdotes and some bizarre finding with an antigen test, was in the same time falsely claiming there are no studies on antigen testing. These unelected civil servants have to be removed, so says James. For what it's worth, James, I would disagree on their removal. I think they've gotten an awful lot right, more right than they've gotten wrong over the last 15 months. But I do think this is one of the areas they have gotten wrong spectacularly. So much like masks early on in the pandemic, now they want us to keep wearing them beyond the point they're necessary for vaccinated people. Anyway, 53106 is the number. Keep your views coming. After the break, we're going to be talking about the barriers that pregnant women and their partners still face at our maternity hospitals.